Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, how are you, Loretta?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Let's see if I can stop this music. Mr. and Mrs. Verna and Miss Patton?
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone? We miss you, Auntie Carrie.
I miss y'all too, but 2 weeks in a row, but I hope not to be any more.
We're glad you're here.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be back. I was the first one on the line tonight.
You sure was. Making up. You made up for those 2 weeks.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Evening.
Okay. Miss Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Reverend Allen with you?
No.
Okay. And Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening.
This is Daniel.
And how are you doing, Daniel?
I'm okay. I'm calling on a different line tonight, so.
I see.
Yeah, I left the phone at the house and ain't at home.
Okay. Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and get started. Let's do a roll call. If I miss anyone, just let me know. I have Auntie Carrie, I have Mom, I have Daddy Verner, I have Angela, I have Miss Allen, I have Auntie Betty, and I have Daniel.
Reverend Allen.
Reverend Allen, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Happy Grandparents' Day to all the grandparents and many, many more. Amen.
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 The Netherlands family would like to welcome you all to the weekly prayer service. We thank God for bringing us together on this day to give him honor and to praise his name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Tonight is an open session, and I pray that God give us the ears to hear his words being shared. And I pray that you all brought some good news to share tonight. If not, just say pass. And we're going to go right on into Matthew 19:26. And Angela, I actually have you down for leading that out. Are you able to do that?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible."
Amen, 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 amen,
amen,
amen. So if everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we just want to thank you for another day. We ask that you continue to order our steps and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. But we ask that you go before us to make our crooked roads straight and remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Father God, for you say when there are two or more gathered together praising your name, that you would be in the midst of it, and we thank you for your presence, for we all would be lost without you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, for your gentleness, for your patience. We thank you for your faithfulness. And most of all, we thank you for your words. May your words manifest in us to help us to be more like Jesus Christ, our Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm just going to go down the list. You have some good news to share, do so. If not, just say pass. I have Auntie Carrie first. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Mom?
Yes, I'm going to read out of Hebrews 11. I'm going to read a few verses.
Amen. Faith. Amen.
It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God so that things what are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speakless. But Faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him from before his translation. He had the testimony that he pleased God. So we have to have faith in order to please God, and that's what God is looking for all of us as Christians, to please him with our faith.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Mom. Next I have Daddy Verner.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I'd like to read a little bit. I said, everyone are here.
I chose heaven. Amen. Go ahead.
Okay. Heaven or hell? Which one will you choose?
Heaven.
I chose heaven too. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ. Wait,
you may not
choice.
Make it through this one, Daddy.
That's what one to do. Okay, Jesus Christ, await your choice. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. Will you admit you are a sinner? Do you admit you're a sinner?
Oh, yes.
Do you want to be forgiven and your life changed? Yes.
Yes.
Will you humble yourself and pray to God right now?
Right now.
Ask
right
Jesus
now.
Christ to save you.
Mm-hmm.
That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the utmost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And we can find that in Hebrews 7:25.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Okay, next I have Angela. Anything you want to share with the group?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm coming out of Joshua 4, and the title of this is Markers. 12 stones were piled in the middle of the Jordan River. To some, they symbolized illogical thinking. To others, they were wasted resources. To others, they were simply wrong.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
To others, they were simply rocks piled in the middle of a river. To the children of Israel, however, these stones reminded them of the power, faithfulness, and love of God. They mark what happened when we step out in faith and follow God. They memorialize a people who had wandered the desert for 40 years with no lack of food, water, and shelter, who had encountered strangers with intentions both helpful and harmful, and who came forth from the desert to possess the promised land. God manifested his power through his chosen leader. He called his priests to lead his people from promise to fulfillment, a reminder that first and foremost, they were spiritual leaders. but they had to step into the deep waters first, thus demonstrating their faith in God. Then the people followed in the faith and footsteps of the priests, crossing over into the promised land. Those stones remain as markers forever, reminding us that God keeps his promises and that he would never send forth his people without his power. We African Americans possess many markers of God's faithfulness to us. Our national anthem reminds us, God of our weary years and God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus this far on our way. Whenever we see a memorial to Martin Luther King, we see a marker, a remembrance of God's minister who answered the call to lead his people past segregated bathrooms and lunchrooms towards the promised land of full participation in American society. These and other markers demonstrate that the God who has delivered us in the past will deliver us in the future. No matter how dark the day, we must exercise faith in God's deliverance as we follow his anointed leadership toward the promised land. And remember, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. From Isaiah 43:2. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Angela. And I failed to ask you, is Brian with you?
Did he take the nap?
Oh, okay. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't skipping anyone. Okay, all right. Next I have Miss Allen.
Yes.
I'd like to share with the group tonight.
Okay. I've become from Psalm 122 chapter. And the first group, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord, for thrones are set there for judgment, thrones of the house of David. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Miss Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 150.
Amen.
Verse 1 through 6. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his act of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp. Praise him with the tambourines and dancing. Praise him with the string and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbal. Praise him with the resounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, all right. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay, next I have Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I want to say hey to everybody. Love everybody. And I want to read a little bit out of Psalm 59:9, and then I'm going to bounce over to Psalm 62:1-2. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
Because of his strength will I wait for thee, for God is my defense. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, for he cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. and I shall not be greatly moved. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay, next I have Reverend Allen. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to move right along. Thank everybody for sharing the good news with us tonight. So if everyone would please bow their head for the sick and shut in, please.
Yes.
Precious Lord, we thank you for your healing hand placed upon our sick and shut-ins. For now our list is long, but we pray that this list gets shorter in a healthy way. In Jesus' name, we ask that you continue the healing process for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Maxine Johnson, Miss Wanda, Jermaine Dawson, Michael Moody and Janet Williams, Carlos and the Wells family, Jordan and the Rako family, Rebecca and the Rossiter family, Valerie Crockett, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary and Vesta Lowe, Marianne, Rochelle Bessler, Eddie Tootman, Dominique, Quentin Hayes, Miss Birdsong, Charles and Daniel Z, the Waters family, Dot Bear, DeMarcus, and Malachi, and continue the healing process to those that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to claim that they are healed and help them to understand that you and believe that you did not give us a spirit of sickness, that our Lord Jesus died on the cross for all our illness. Father God, we will look towards you for our health and strength. We love you and we thank you, and we ask you to forgive us of all our sins and to help us to be more like Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, do we have any birthdays for the week of September 9th through the 15th? Okay, it's someone's birthday today, and I actually have Auntie Carrie to sing the birthday song. Do you mind?
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
The Lord told me you was going to be here Sunday.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear people. Happy birthday to you. And God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. You've been shining away from us.
Yeah.
Amen. I love y'all.
Amen. Okay. Next we have praise and testimony. Anyone has a praise report or a testimony that they would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, I'm going to move on down to song or poems. Anyone have one of those that they would like to share with the group tonight? Okay, I do believe that we're on the closing prayer, Psalms 23, and actually I have Auntie Betty down for that tonight. Are you prepared?
No, I'm not. I have to find it.
We'll wait.
Psalms
23.
Yeah.
If everyone would bow their head, please.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the quiet water. He restores my soul. He guide me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflowed. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. At this time, I need to ask Andrew, do you want me to assign your parts to the couple of people that you do have here tonight, or you want to just try to get a hold of them later on in the week?
There's nobody on but Daniel, so I'll
Daniel and Daddy Gentle. So you're just going to call everybody?
Yeah, I'll take care of
that. Okay, all right. Okay.
Is that my name was mentioned?
She's going to give you a call. You guys are on next week.
I take Miss Williams.
Yeah, the football game on. That's probably why. Probably
so. Okay, well, I have the Serenity Prayer ready for Daddy Gentle. Could you lead us out in the Serenity Prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. God grant me.
God grant
God
me.
Grant me.
Serenity to accept the thing that I cannot change.
The serenity to accept the thing that I cannot change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
The courage to change the thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Okay. Anyone have anything else they want to say before I actually close the show out? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. May God continue to guide us. The Nellens family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and helping us to give honor to God and to give him all the glory. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and we will wear the full suit of armor daily for protection from our enemy. For we will be protected from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, and knowing that God got our back. We will have a victorious week, and next week is the Victorious Foundators, and they'll be reading God Promise on Anxious, and may God continue to bless us all. God bless America and other nations. Until next week, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Have a good week. Love everybody. Bye. Y'all have a good week.
Bye-bye. I'm
That concludes the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. God bless you all. Good night.